Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This morning, as I sat down for meditation, the Lord said to me, "Good morning, Michael. Nice to see you. Why are you so sad?" And then I complained to the Lord about a number of things I was working on, all of which were way more difficult than I expected them to be. Then he asked, "What do you want?" And I blurted out, "I want to guarantee that everything will turn out well and I'll always be provided for." To which he immediately responded, "Well, how have I done so far? It seems to me for 55 years I've given you life, amazing adoptive parents, good health, and education and opportunity. You've always had more than enough to live on, haven't you? You've always had a roof over your head and a car. And Michael, it seems to me that I've even provided very generous people who made it possible for you to go on vacations." And then the Lord went on to remind me of all the extravagant ways he's provided for me for many minutes. Then he asked me, "So Michael, why are you afraid I will suddenly stop?" And I said to him honestly, "Lord, maybe I fear you take care of me because you think I'm a good man. And I'm afraid one day you'll realize I'm a fraud and the gig will be up, and that I don't deserve your care, and you'll cut me off." I realized then that I doubt God because I feel like an impostor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Generally speaking, the impostor syndrome is a state of the soul where we doubt our accomplishments and suffer from a persistent fear of being exposed as a fraud. And despite evident success or competence, people experiencing imposter syndrome believe they don't deserve their success, and they attribute it to luck or having deceived others into thinking that they were more intelligent or more competent than they believe themselves to be. The imposter syndrome can affect almost anyone across a wide variety of states in life, or professions, or even levels of success. And it often leads to feelings of anxiety, stress, and a lack of self-worth and self-confidence. What's the root of all this? I think it's twofold. I think first it comes from an over-reliance on self rather than God. And secondly, from placing totally unrealistic expectations upon oneself. And in a culture driven by competition and the need to separate yourself from the pack to be valued, it's easy to fall into a perfectionism that makes us feel like we're never good enough. And that leads us to feel like we're an imposter. Side note, it's only the animals that get separated from the pack that get picked off by the predator. Keep that in mind. Now, in simple terms, we think we are a fraud, that we're not the real deal. We're not valid. And the word valid comes from its root to be strong. And because we don't feel solid internally, we look for external validation. For example, if I make the team, then I'm solid. Or if I get invited to the prom, or I get into this college, or I fight.
If you fight the largest military in the world,
then you'll be valid.
Then you'll be valid.
Or if I just find the right guy to marry, or build this profession or company, or my kids are healthy, or my kids become successful, or if I write this book, or if I make enough to retire, then there will be enough concrete proof that I'm not an imposter. Then the world will know I'm solid. Then the world will think I'm the real deal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Trying to prove we are not imposters by seeking our validation from things in this world, it just won't work. We need to know we are real, that we are good, that we have value. But external things can't give us that. And that's when the Lord said to me, "How about this, Michael? Your validation can't come from the world. It can only come from me. Because I created you in my image with intelligence and freedom. And I endowed you with all kinds of gifts. And I will give you everything you need. And I will never fail you. And if that was not enough, haven't I come and proved it? When I came to die for you? And on top of everything else, I placed my divine life in your soul. And your place in heaven is reserved. Oh, and on top of that, I sent my own mother to help you. Don't you see? You're solid. And I made you so." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Remember the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus felt like an imposter. Jesus entered Jericho and was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was, but he could not see him, for the crowd was large, and yet he was short in stature. Have you ever wondered, why was Zacchaeus a tax collector? No one really knows. I think he did it to validate his life by wealth. Then he could prove to everyone he was worth something. But I don't think he really cared about the money itself. I think he just felt like an imposter, and he needed some external way to feel solid. Do you remember what Zacchaeus did? He ran ahead, climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus who was passing by, and when Jesus reached the spot, he stopped, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, get down from there, because I'm coming to your house today." Then Zacchaeus said, "Lord, I will give half my property to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody, I'll pay him back four times the amount." Well, would you look at that? Jesus comes to the house of Zacchaeus, and he's immediately ready to give up all the external validation. He'll dump the cash. He doesn't need it anymore. Why? Because he just got the personal validation he was looking for his whole life. Jesus came to his house. Jesus came and said to him, "Zacchaeus, you're the real deal. You're solid. I made you that way." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the Last Supper, Jesus said something amazing. He promised that he and the Father and the Spirit would come and make their home in us, and they have. Now, Jesus came to the physical home of Zacchaeus, and that was enough for Zacchaeus. Well, God has done much more for us. He's come into the home of your soul, and he lives there. That means you're not a ghost, you're not a fraud, and you don't need any external thing to prove that you're valid. God did that when he came to live in you. So you don't have to make the team or get the guy or kill it in business or write the book to prove you are the real deal. God made you solid. Now, based on that truth, now go make the team. Go get the guy. Go kill it in business. Go write the book because you are the real deal. And don't forget it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you really inspired this meditation with a comment you made in one of our conversations that caused me to then really reflect in my own prayer time. So thank you for that. But
I'm glad that you remember the comment, because I certainly don't.
Oh, I listen to every word. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, that's hard, because I know some big fans.
It's true. What were you reflecting on with this meditation?
There is a lot to go off in this meditation, because I think as an artist, that's where imposter syndrome is most significant, most common. But my initial reaction almost was, well, if I don't have this weird pride around it, then what if the content I create isn't as good? What if I don't push myself as far because I don't have that fear, or if there isn't that weight? Because right now it does really drive me to be very critical and more self-aware with my writing. But I think the reality is that if you aren't trying to find your identity in it, and you're not putting that weight on it, if you're free of that pride, you can go a lot farther, because it's like the fear of falling. It's like, don't look down if you're walking across the rope bridge, because you'll shake and you'll feel like you're going to fall. But if you hadn't looked down, you're just walking dead ahead, and it's so much simpler to reach the end. The amount of times that I've been thrown off my game because I realized that falling was an option is unreal. I think of the amount of guitar solos that were going great until I realized I was in the middle of a solo. And especially my least favorite thing is when things are going south, or I'm about to go into a really difficult solo or something, and one of my bandmates goes, "Tree's on guitar," and then everyone looks at me, and then immediately I mess up. It has never not happened, and I need to ask people to stop doing that. But it's that sudden pressure, that if the pressure wasn't there, you would just play it and it would be perfect.
Yeah.
But you don't really need the motivation or the fear.
Yeah. So what's the hardest solo you've ever played?
Hardest solo was probably Highway Star.
By?
I forget, because it's not a band I really listen to. Highway Star, look it up. There was a dueling guitar solo in that. And we played it on a short little mini tour, but it was in the dive bar that we played it in was...
By Deep Purple?
By Deep Purple. It's really hard because we had to do it together. It wasn't improv. Mostly I like to do improv solos. I don't learn a lot of solos. And that solo, the guitarist I was playing with was way better than I was. So her timing was going to be better and her rhythm was better. Everything was better. So it was hard to keep up with her.
That was harder than Foreplay Long Time?
Foreplay Long Time, I got to mess around because I was the only guitarist on that song. That was two different renditions of the same band, one where we had an extra guitarist and one where I was the only guitarist. So everything was easier for me because no one cared what I did. I talked with our keyboardist after, years after
we played. You just hit it.
Yeah.
No one cared what you
and
did.
And you know why? It was exactly what you said. Maybe even not in this meditation, but a previous meditation. They were all worried about themselves.
This is the key. So I think you've just touched on a couple important things about what happens with the imposter syndrome is that, we don't want to have the attitude that we don't care. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah. You don't want to care about what other people are thinking, because that doesn't matter.
Exactly. And that's where the imposter syndrome mm-hmm. comes from. There's four people. Four persons.
Mm-hmm.
There are four persons.
All right.
Of whose opinion you should care.
Mm-hmm.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nobody else. But I understand when we fear that we're going to fail in the eyes of others. So we're trying to get the proof that we're mm-hmm. good enough from other people.
Yeah.
And that's always, it's always going to fail. Not only because people are fickle, but because other people want you to fail. Because if you're successful, then they just look mm-hmm. less.
Yeah. It's so funny to me. I've had this struggle where I think I'm trying to impress someone else and it makes them like me less because they're like, I can't compare to you.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that was not my goal. I already thought you were good. I was just trying to prove that I was good enough to be around you. I actually, mentally, I'm such a, pride is one of my biggest things, and especially this exact issue, because I'm so aware of what other people think. But I have to be careful knowing the difference between, oh, for instance, do I like this guy, or do I really want him to respect me as like a cool person? You know? And those are two different things, two entirely different things. Because it's like, do I really enjoy being around this person, or do I want them to enjoy being around me?
Well, pride is just all the ways we try to validate our worth by external means, by means other than well, God is external, but now he's internal because he's in us. And he's internal because he made us in his image. I find the more that I feel like an imposter, the more I actually think and act like an imposter.
Oh, absolutely.
So I've been trying, since you made this comment, I've been trying every day to think of what I really am. I am a son of God, and therefore I should act like a son of God. And the more I think and act that way, the more I feel like it.
I think what I need to practice is knowing that at my depths, because it's so easy to hear that to the point where it sounds meaningless. But that feeling alone should be something that you can sit with for a long time. That feeling alone should cover the whole issue, really.
Yeah. If you feel like an imposter, you will think you're one and act like it. But if you start to think in reality, you're a daughter of God, then you'll begin to act like it. And then you'll feel like it.
And you'll just, it's really, I think the most important takeaway is to just never think of what other people think of you, because it's not that you should be an awful person and you shouldn't care how you're perceived. It's that you shouldn't be worried about the effect, but exactly who you are. If you're being a good person and someone misunderstands that, that's not on you. If your intentions were in the right place, if you're doing your best and you're actually behaving as you should, then it's not really a concern about perception.
And the ironic...
And people will perceive you correctly. That is the clearest image they can have of you.
Yeah, excellent. And the ironic thing is, once you can find, once you know that God made you solid, now you have this solid place to accomplish amazing things.
Exactly. You can go so much farther because you're not running on uneven ground anymore. It's very solid. It's sure footing.
It's sure footing.
I watch a lot of parkour videos, and one thing they're always talking about is you can do parkour in a gym, and it's very flat surfaces. Everything's really stable. It's meant to be safe, but it's not true parkour in the sense of the real difficulty of parkour out in an urban landscape is that you don't know what kind of terrain you're going to be working on. And you don't realize when you're watching these guys do these crazy jumps, especially like on rooftops, that it's the slightest thing being off could change that jump entirely if you're not confident about what's under you. So they practice and practice and practice, and they know the ground. They know every divot of the ground. It's so funny watching them explain, oh, this is going to be the worst jump possible, even though it's a very short jump, because there's this small little inch of a divot. And we're constantly hoping that we can control everything in our lives and all of our identity and be like, hopefully I'll be able to make this jump. Hopefully everything's fine, but we don't even know the ground we're walking on.
Yeah.
We know nothing around us and we can't control that. We can just instead place all of it on God.
Yes.
One solid surface, always make the perfect jump.
Yeah. What a great image. We have the one solid surface. God is our Father. So we can make every jump.
But to be clear, it's that with our identity, everything's always shifting. If it's...
Not with our identity.
No, I mean with the... You're right. Bad wording. But when it's how other people perceive us...
It's always shifting.
They're always a little wrong. They're getting different pieces of you and they don't...
I think of all of, in all my relationships, I try to be as true as I possibly can be, but you still know me in a slightly different way than my best friend knows me, that my brother knows me, that my sisters know me, that
Yeah.
it's, everyone is a little different, and maybe they're all a little correct in their own ways, but it's not fully me, and God's the only one who can know me fully.
Yeah.
So that's a very uneven ground to go off of in my daily life. That's why I feel so unstable when it comes to my identity. It's why it changes every day, because I'm thinking of what everyone thinks about me. What God thinks about me is always the same.
Yeah. He never changes.
He's always even ground.
Yeah. If we can experience from God that He made us solid, we can thrive. Now, I threw this in. You didn't make a comment about when I said that we feel like ghosts.
Mm.
Did you catch that?
What was the comment I was supposed to make?
Have you read C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce?
Oh, of course. I did read it because Nothing More released a song called The Great Divorce, but all the better.
If you've never read out there, or the people praying with us, listening to this conversation, The Great Divorce, you should.
It's fantastic.
Because it's these people who are somewhere between purgatory and hell get to take a day trip, a field trip, into heaven, where they're invited to come live in heaven. But what they find is that everything in heaven, including the people in heaven, is so solid and real.
Yes.
And that they are ghosts. They're less than real. They are
insubstantial.
Unsubstantial. Mm-hmm. Insubstantial. And that, but they don't have to be. Mm-hmm. They could just come into heaven and become solid. Yeah.
But they're attached to things that are insubstantial.
They've attached their identity.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful because you can really go through The Great Divorce, not as one complete story, but as individual chapters. So it's great for meditation because you can just sit with one little story, because it goes through many different characters from hell and their unique attachments and what is dragging them back down hell, why they go back and choose hell over the glory. And it shows beautiful parallels throughout the entire book. So it's really a must read.
So
that's such an important insubstantial. They are ghosts. And people feel that way when, oh, this is so important. When your identity feels unstable, that is exactly how you feel. You feel like you could just be blown away in the wind. This is the existentialism of our age right now.
Yes.
Where people begin to wonder what even is a human. That's the sad thing I see so much in art, is they think the biggest questions on earth are things that we as Catholics don't even have to question anymore. Their biggest questions are, what is reality? It's, what is a human being? What makes a human being? What is my identity? Are we even real? What is the purpose of life? And as Catholics, we have that answered for us.
Yeah.
We can know that answer and be confident in that answer, but without the grounds to answer those questions, you feel insubstantial. You feel like you're not even real.
Yeah, that's right. When we seek our identity in things that are changing, when we seek our identity in things that are not solid, then we become not solid.
But this is,
we become a ghost.
There's such an important, I know it's a point John Mark has made, and I'm sure it goes even farther back to some of the, great, great philosophers, but that if we have a human desire for something, then that thing must be real. We have hunger, and therefore there is food. We have thirst, there is water. And this is one of the proofs for the existence of God, that across all cultures there is almost always, if not always, some God or some higher being. And so if we have that desire, there must be a being. But I take that even farther. We have this innate desire for reality and for things that are objective. We have a desire to have a solid identity, to know who we are and to know others. But so many people have become only satisfied in thinking there is no answer to that. I can't be definable. People can't know me. Nothing is real. That I have to accept that, and they hate it.
Well, but they should.
They still want it, and they're searching for it in everything. I've seen so many pieces of art where the whole moral of the story is we all have to define reality for ourselves and make of it what we can, but I can feel from the author that they're not satisfied with it either.
Of course.
But because we feel that desire, there must be a solid reality and there must be one truth.
We long to be solid. And so we're looking for what can make us solid. And there's only one thing that is, and that's God.
I've been asked before, great question, just why are you Catholic? And my answer is always, if it's not this, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
Not as in, oh, if my faith isn't the real one, then I don't believe any of the other ones could be accurate. No, if God isn't real, nothing else is real.
That's right. That's right.
This has been my favorite conversation. Thank you so much for this meditation.
Well, I'm going to continue to reflect on it because we're living with ghosts.
Yeah.
But we can help them become solid.
Mm.
That's our mission. Our mission is to help ghosts become solid.
Hmm.
Well, it's the Apostles of Friendship, Good Conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.